All right, back here on 96.5 The Fan. Thank God we got through the bye week. Had to watch some decent football yesterday. None of it involving the Kansas City Chiefs. Welcome into Fesco and Dusty on a Monday morning. If it's really dark outside, that's because fall has officially arrived. I don't know about you fellas. Windows open all weekend, brioche.
You know what? It was open, and then it got really hot on Saturday, and so we had to turn the air on.
It was warm.
It got warm on Saturday.
For about 3 hours, right. And then eventually the sun started to go down a little bit quicker. We won't see the sun until about 9 a.m.
I know. I hate this time of year from that standpoint, man. I like getting up. I like driving in, and it's 4:30, and you see the twinkling lights of the sun. It makes it for a long day. I don't necessarily mind it because we are in here, but I still like to see it outside. But when that nighttime comes, and it hits 5 o'clock, and it's dark, ooh, you just want to curl up in bed because it just is so dark too early. So I like to prolong it as long as we can, but here we sit. You know, here we sit. The fall is coming. You said this morning we may get a freeze this week. I saw
tonight
it could be down to 33 tomorrow. So hopefully it kills all the dust mites and all that crap that's still out there in the air right now. And so we'll see where we go. We tried to fix the lawn this week.
Fix the lawn?
Oh, God. Our lawn is an absolute show. I mean, it is an absolute mess. And so I finally reduced myself to buying those green strips of grass that grow on concrete to see if we can finally get that to grow. So we'll see. It's awful, man. It is just an awful situation. And my wife, right before she leaves to Chicago to run the marathon, 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock, I should say, on Saturday morning, she's out in the front yard digging up the lawn. I'm like, what are we doing here? Now I got to go to the store and buy seed.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know. I'm glad that there's a couple of things I realized this weekend about the season that we're in. It is now, which is hilarious, in week six, officially football season.
Yep, like with baseball being over.
Baseball's over. I hate the Dodgers.
Boy.
I hate the Yankees, and I am so excited when Dallas loses the way they do.
Yeah.
Because it's here's the thing. I will not hate Dallas if Jerry Jones is gone. But since Jerry Jones is there and he is who he is, I hope Dallas loses every game 47-6.
Yeah, I don't care like if Dallas loses.
For those people that are like, oh, all they do is show Taylor Swift on television. They showed Jerry Jones yesterday more than they showed Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately. I know it was Jerry's birthday and maybe he's last, but like Dallas losing like that to Detroit is, to me, and Mike, I'm sorry if you're in your car listening because I know you're a Dallas guy, but my thing is like, and I asked Mac and you this question, like, is there a team in football that you love to see lose more than the Dallas Cowboys? And Mac's like, oh, it's Cincinnati, no question. I'm like, eh, well, that's probably recent bias, but that's probably what Chiefs fans will say.
Yeah.
But when Dallas,
recency bias, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. But like when Dallas loses like that, like it's every year. And I think I found out why. I think it's because it's Jerry Jones. Like, I think if they had a different owner who wasn't such a moronic, egotistical boob. Like, Jerry Jones had really the opportunity of a lifetime to make one thing work this offseason. It was give Derrick Henry the money.
Well,
go sign Derrick Henry, figure out Dak, figure out Micah, and I'll give him credit. Like, he's got, you know, two guys of his defense that are out, which is tough.
It's tough, but that's an excuse, you know?
Sure it is. And, I mean, a legitimate excuse. Those two guys are all worldly players. But the other thing, too, is Derrick Henry's on the Baltimore Ravens roster. Derrick Henry leads the league in rushing yards and touchdowns. If Dallas had a running game, they would be 5-1.
Well, the problem with the Dallas Cowboys is the owner. I mean, any team that struggles consistently, and the Dallas Cowboys have struggled consistently. It's been 30 years since they've been a relevant football team. The reason you're an irrelevant sports team is because of ownership. And Jerry Jones is single-handedly responsible for running the Dallas Cowboys into the ground, because not only is he the owner, he's the general manager. He's the guy that's going out there and making all of these personnel decisions. The guy who thinks Dak Prescott is a legitimate quarterback, the guy who thought Tony Romo was going to be a legitimate quarterback, the guy who runs the organization, the guy who makes the decisions is the owner. There's no checks and balances in place, and that's a problem in the NFL, right? You can't have your owner being the guy who is making all the personnel decisions, because who's going to walk up to the personnel guy and say, hey, wait a second here, are you sure you're making the right decision? Are you sure you're drafting the right people? And they're not doing that. And the Dallas Cowboys losing for the NFL is actually better than the Dallas Cowboys winning for the NFL, because people are going to pay attention, because you love to hate the Dallas Cowboys. I've hated them my entire life. There's not a better team to see lose than Dallas. And then they perform with the show afterwards, too, where Jerry Jones gets out there. He holds a press conference. He rants and raves. He'll go on our sister station in Dallas Today and complain about that as well. And so it's a great show when the Dallas Cowboys lose. It's one of the most entertaining things you can see in all of American professional sports. And that's why I've said for so many years, Jerry Jones is the P.T. Barnum of the NFL. You set up a circus, you put up a tent, Jerry World, and everybody shows up and pays their money to see the bearded woman and you know, people on the tightrope and the elephants and all that kind of stuff. And they go 8-8, 9-8, and they don't deliver, but they promise a lot. They think they're going to be good. They sell their fan base that they're going to be good every year. And much like, you know, everybody every year waddles into the NFL season thinking Dallas is going to be good, Jerry Jones is the best salesman out there. He could sell, I mean, anything to anybody. That's how good Jerry Jones is. And every year people buy in that the Dallas Cowboys are going to be good, and then they're not. And then everybody feels like, oh my God, I got screwed. I thought Dallas was going to be good. That's your fault for buying into that mess down there. So I truly love it. And for those who were claiming, you know, Detroit was running up the score, these are professional athletes. There's no such thing as running up the score in professional sports.
Yeah, you don't like it, stop it.
Yeah, stop them. You know, you play defense. You get paid good money to go out there and play defense.
Because I can guarantee you, if somebody's playing the Chiefs and they have the opportunity to put up a 50 spot, they're going to put up a 50 spot.
They're going to put up a 50 spot. It probably is going to come at the end of the month against the Raiders. I mean, I just think that's going to be the breakout
game.
Against
the Chiefs. Like, if somebody's playing the Chiefs.
You're absolutely right.
I'm saying if somebody had the opportunity to put up 50 on the Chiefs, they're going to put up 50 on the Chiefs.
They're going to do it. Absolutely. And they should. Until you go out there and stop them, there's no reason for you to go out there and complain it's about running up the score, because these are professional athletes. Like the Dodgers last night winning 9-0 over the Mets. That's not running up the score. That's just scoring runs. And, you know, we see points scored in this league with a drop of a hat. Like, you don't feel comfortable up 14 with 4 minutes to go. You know, nobody feels comfortable that way. You got to figure out a way to stomp on the opponent. Detroit did that yesterday. They're playing some really good football, losing their best player in Aiden Hutchinson really sucks. But hey, man, they put on a show yesterday for everybody and buried the Dallas Cowboys. And Jerry Jones is going to have to make a tough decision on Mike McCarthy and find a way to potentially move on from him. But it's not going to change until the owner changes, until he gets this thing figured out, until Jerry Jones becomes somebody who can relinquish the I don't want to say the play calling duties, but the general manager duties for the Dallas Cowboys. They're going to continue to struggle until Jerry Jones is willing to admit that he's the problem and it's nobody else, because for the last 30 years, he's been the only consistent in Dallas.
Your wife ran a marathon this weekend.
Yeah, she did.
I thought that was worth the opening of the show. I mean, that's something that I will, one, never do.
Right.
I will do a 5K. I will do a 10K. I would consider, and I mean, Mac, I consider, which you probably wouldn't do it, a half marathon.
Oh, God, no. 13 miles, no.
I would consider it. But a 10K, I'll run 6.4.
Yeah.
5K, 3.2 in my sleep. But congratulations to Jen Fesco in Chicago, doing an entire marathon. Ooh. Rubber jelly legs. I hope she got that cheeseburger. I hope she's taking the day off, which I know she's not.
No, but she is. She's off.
I figured she should.
Yeah.
Probably can't move much, but this is her third one.
Yeah, her third marathon. Good her second God. Chicago. She did New York a couple of years ago. Chicago. You watch sports your whole life, but like the proudest moment I've ever had in my life was watching my wife finish that first Chicago marathon. I mean, that was just one of the coolest things ever. And then to see her finish New York, I'm like, cool. And she's like, I'm done. And then she goes, I'm going to run Chicago again. I said, you're nuts. And she ran Chicago again and awesome. Did that. And so she didn't win, you know, but that's fine. She finished the marathon. And I don't think the three of us, if we ran like a relay, could finish a marathon in a day like she did yesterday. And so I'm just so proud of her, man. As a husband, like you look at your wife and you go, I'm envious of that. I wish it was something that I could do, because it really is a great way to see a city, you know, and it's a lot of fun along the course for the most part. But when you're running and you're grueling and you're out there trying to move through 26.2 miles like she did yesterday, I give her all the credit in the world. I love her so much, man. She makes me proud just to see her finish that, because I know in my life, like, I've never done anything remotely close to athletically accomplished like that. And I don't know. I guess I don't have the mindset to go out there and run 26.2 miles. And I don't have the want to go out there and run 26.2 miles, because I think it's nuts. But she did it, and man, I'm just so proud of her, man. Training and training and training, and finally getting to that race day and running it, and then finishing and getting in an Uber and going to the airport and flying home. I mean, she was home before the Bengals beat the Giants last night. Like,
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that flight? Like an hour and a half from 40 Chicago?
40 minutes or something. Minutes, yeah, yeah, it's no big deal. You know, you're up and down and whatnot. So it's a quick flight. And then she, you know, drove home and got back and was here for the end of the football game. She goes, why aren't you watching the game? I go, because it stinks.
Yeah, you got to watch it.
Yeah.
It's not great. I mean, Joe Burrow's good.
Joe Burrow got his ass kicked by the Giants last night.
Well, that's a good defensive front.
Yeah,
so,
it really is, yeah.
Mac, have you ever done a half marathon or like a marathon or anything like that?
Ooh.
I feel like you're the type that would do that.
I would like it.
Would you?
Not a full, but I'd start with a half.
I don't think she ever started with a half. I think she went crazy. I think she went full bore into the 26.2 miles.
That's how I was with edibles.
Yeah, right.
Just a full one, right? Like, let's get the full effect.
Let's see what happens, right?
Whoa.
But I think that's how the marathon is, too. What in the hell? What the hell am I doing?
Where am I?
And you're seeing space creatures and things
just
that are,
wait,
you know.
Just wait. It'll kick in, I promise.
You got that runner's high going on, don't you? But no, I mean, it's insane. I think the training's insane, too. I mean, you're running 16, 20 miles to train for this damn thing. You never run that full marathon, and then you get the 26.2 miles. Like, I can't do this anymore. My legs are fried. Why is this duck passing me? Oh, my God. What am I supposed to do? But, I mean, it's just so proud. I just can't put it into words. My daughter scores a goal in soccer yesterday. My wife finishes a marathon, and I sat on my thumb.
No, you crushed a taco pizza.
Yeah, I did crush a taco pizza on Saturday from Casey's. Yeah.
I do love that taco pizza, man. They crush those Doritos on
top. Oh, man. So good. Love it. I put it in the air fryer yesterday. Heated back up.
Ooh.
Charred the whole thing.
I was going to say, just put that in the oven. Put in the oven for 10 minutes on like 350.
I put it in the air fryer for like 4 minutes at 380. Forget about it. It was still good. Yeah. I still ate it. I didn't care.
You sound like the Griswolds eating Christmas dinner.
That's exactly right. I'm not going to waste it. That's money, Dusty.
Save the neck for me, Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Mac, do you have like the greatest athletic accomplishment in your life? I mean, it's nowhere near Jen Fesko.
No, it's not even. Yeah.
Who's still asleep.
Right.
I dunked a tennis ball in high school. I felt pretty good.
That's awesome.
Oh, couldn't get to the volleyball.
You know, over the tennis net?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, exactly.
Now you know what it's like to be Shaq.
Exactly. Yeah, it felt great.
Yeah.
They literally said that's why he struggled with free throws. Try to shoot a free throw, shooting a tennis ball, and that's what Shaq's equivalent is to a basketball.
Oh, wow.
That's why it's like so like hard for him to shoot.
Oh, that's crazy. I never heard that.
Because his hands were so big. That he couldn't, like, literally, so they were, and it's funny you say dunk a tennis ball, like, put a tennis ball in your hand and try to shoot a free throw.
Oh, that's crazy.
That makes
all the sense in the world. I think my greatest athletic achievement was finishing second in the Seguin, Texas pie eating contest back in 1999.
Was it Lardass? Was that the guy from Stand By Me?
Yeah.
Pukes blueberry pie. Was that you? You were Lardass?
Yeah, kind of. But yeah, I think Seth got a medal.
Lardass. I'm sure you've never seen Stand By Me.
He has no idea what Stand By Me is.
What a fantastic film. Richard Dreyfuss. What about Bob?
You know who the Beatles are?
Yeah, somebody doesn't.
Yeah.
I would say my greatest, which is so funny because this is like the pun of it all, is I once hit a walk-off home run in slow pitch softball.
There you go.
At the age of like 19 against 40 year old. So
it's pretty sick, though.
Yeah.
But I mean, in softball, you don't
inside the park, right?
No.
Oh, all right.
Your boy had some pipes back then. But thing is, you don't run the bases in softball. You just go to first and touch it. So it was like the most anticlimactic thing I've ever done
in
my entire life.
Why didn't you just run the bases yourself? Was there somebody there to put up a wall?
Do you know who plays in softball?
That's a good point. Once I started to say it, I realized,
where are you going, boy?
Yeah.
I'm rounding second.
Yeah.
Get to your dugout.
Yeah.
It's like,
yep.
Okay.
You guys
sorry.
Ready to bust a Bush Light bottle over your head. Yeah, that's not going to fly. You're right. My bad. Yeah.
I touched first. I'm like, are they okay? And they're like throwing their bats. I'm like, softball.
Probably. Guy had softball pants on.
Wife's definitely cheating on you.
Oh, God, yeah.
I just wish my husband would pay more attention to me like he does with softball.
Yeah. I don't understand why you need 7 games on every Sunday. We've got stuff to do.
I've noticed you stopped wearing your wedding ring, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, I've done a lot of things I haven't been doing lately.
Yeah,
sorry. I hope that's not happening.
But that's the thing, though. Softball guy playing like 7 games on a Saturday and 6 on a Sunday instead of hanging out with his wife. And you wonder why,
that's
right?
That's what I said last week. Who's worse, softball guy or golf guy?
That's right. It could be both.
Equal.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett had a song, you call it jogging, I call it running around. You
also had a song called Come Monday. Yeah.